CBA Mobile.
HC Mobile.
N4HHC, I believe it is. KB4CBA, name here is David. Good afternoon.
I've heard you on a time or two, but I never would have been able to put the name with the call. But my name is Warren, Whiskey Alpha, Romeo, Romeo, Echo, November.
Hey, Warren, well, I'm not sure if we've ever talked or not. We probably have, and I just don't remember. but anyway, it's good to talk to you today, and I hope you're having a good day. What are you up to?
Finishing up with a client over here on the Woodruff Road area. So headed back home. And I think, are you the one that has, does tennis?
Roger, Roger. Yeah, I play 6-7 times a week, and I play usually twice on Monday, twice Tuesday, twice Wednesday, and then I get the rest of it in, you know, somewhere in between all that. But anyway, it's my way of staying healthy, and I enjoy the heck out of it. So, you know, I just I have fun, and I'm getting exercise at the same time. And so the doctor's happy, and I'm happy.
Good. So tennis was not my thing. I mean, I have hit the ball around a little bit, but I played basketball, but I think too much of my knees right now to do any basketball.
A hard court like that, and you're, you know, you do a lot more running, and just, you know, it's a little different from playing tennis. And so anyway, I don't like to play on hard court tennis courts because of my knees. They're beginning to, you know, give me some pain, but it's bearable. So I just have to stay off the hard courts. I can play in a hard court, but not on a regular basis. I'm a member of the sports club on Congaree Road, and most of their courts are clay, so it's a lot more forgiving on the joints.
I would imagine so. I probably only ever played on asphalt. I'm trying to think what. So right now my hobby is amateur radio. So I got my ticket in '81, and I have just loved it ever since. Over.
Well, you beat me by a year. I got mine in '82, and you know, I've kind of been you know, up and down, you know, real interested in it for a while, and then I'd you know, lose interest in it, and then then I'd come back a few years later. And I did some of that for a while, and then I retired, and I was able to get a nice HF rig, so I bought a Icom 7300, and I just love it. I don't see me ever having to buy another rig unless that one just totally dies. But if I did, I'd probably buy another 7300. But anyway, but it's just a good radio. I'm really enjoying it, and you know, it was a little bit intimidating at first, but you know, once you kind of learn how it works, and I love the touch screen on it, and it just does some amazing things, and it's nice to be able to see the waterfall, see the signals in the waterfall, and not have to just go, you know, turn the dial and hope you hit something, you know. And with the waterfall, you can see who's talking and where they are, and you can, you know, run the dial up or down to that frequency and tune them in, and then and you have to hit your tuner button, and you're ready to talk. So I love it. So anyway, and I've been doing some digital stuff too, FT8 and FT4, and of course sideband. And and by the way, when we first started talking, you said you were on Woodruff Road. I was on Woodruff Road. I hit the reverse button, and I could hear you better on the reverse than I could on the repeater.
W2G Mobile.
Neighborhood. Oh, Rusty. Hey, how you doing? Warren, say hello to Rusty.
Yeah, I think we chatted earlier in the day. Yeah, very, very good information there, David. And we really enjoy some of the digital modes as well. We got into packet radio back in the early 80s and just loved it. I have a computer IT services business, and so I'm definitely retirement age, but I'm still fiddling around with it and kind of pick and choose my clients. It's been a good business for me. The last rig that I purchased was about, I think it was about 6 years ago, maybe. I got the Kenwood TS-2000. It was brand new, and it was manufactured, you know, like just right within a year of when I bought it. But it is, you know, it does date back to around 2000. And but there were some things on there that I really liked, and I figured if this radio has hung on for close to 20 years, it must be some pretty good technology and some pretty good built. So I just really love it. The waterfall is a nice thing, and I've been thinking about getting you know, one of those receive software defined, you know, just plug that into the receive frequency and see the waterfall that way. Go ahead. Was it Rusty W2T or I don't know, something. Anyway, go ahead. Over.
Hey, Warren again. Yeah, you and I talked this morning when I was wandering around. So anyway, and got things. Had to go out and get some things straightened out with my bank. They sent me a new ATM card and it didn't work. But we got it figured out and everything else. So now I'm headed back to the house and got a tomato chilling in the fridge, and I'm going to have me a tomato sandwich or two this afternoon for my lunch. And Then I got to finish typing up some minutes from the last meeting I had a month ago and get them out before tonight's meeting. So anyway, and good to hear you again, Dave. And yeah, you guys both got me and all, because I didn't get my license until 1990, but been very active since then and everything. And I've got the 7300 also. I got a 7200 sitting in its box, waiting to be, for anybody that wants to purchase it. But I've been keeping it as a backup, but I'm satisfied with the 7300 now, and I'm looking for a smaller HF rig that I can put in the car. And the 7200 is just a little bit larger than what I want to put in here, so I'm looking for something to go in the car. And so I got a tuner, a manual tuner, a real nice full legal limit manual tuner, and a radio for boats for sale. Go ahead, David.
Hi, Rusty. W2T, KB4 in the group, KB4 CPA. Let's see, Warren, I already forgot your call. Sorry. Well, you know, Rusty calls Annette on, I forget which night it is, he can tell you, on 80 meters at 7 o'clock, it's 3.915, and so if you ever get a chance to check into that, you know, I'd encourage you to do that. And there's a, you know, there's a bunch of nets on different bands, and I don't know all of them, but that's just one of the ones that I'm familiar with, and I check in, you know, if I'm around the radio, you know, sometimes we're out doing stuff, but anyway, go ahead, Warren, this is KB4CBA.
For CBA and WU2T, that's Rusty and David, and I'm November 4, Hotel Charlie, Warren. Yeah, so I do check in occasionally to the 80-meter net, enjoy listening on that, and check in once in a while, not real often, maybe a couple times a week, but do enjoy that. And I try to get on occasionally, you know, on the 6-1 net at 9, especially after a test session. I help with a test session every month, and I just thoroughly enjoy seeing the guys upgrade and the new hams, and trying to, you know, encourage them, you know, to get on the air. So I've got a couple of them trying to help, you know, now, and helping them get on the air and feel a little more comfortable and all. But I do. I just thoroughly enjoy that part of the hobby. Over to you, Rusty.
Well, I'm going to say 7-3s, guys, because I just pulled back in the yard. I need to get inside and get some things going. And got a big box of vegetables a while ago from my church. Somebody set me up to receive a bunch of vegetables, and I got to go do something with them. And so they're not sitting all around on the counter. Anyway, good to talk to you again, Warren. Good to talk to you again, Dave. We'll catch both of you later. KB4CBA to take it with 7-3s, guys.
Have a good one, and good to talk to you again on 2 meters FM. Go ahead, Warren.
Good, yeah, 73's Rusty. Good to chat with you a couple times today. Yeah, I've started putting the rig in the mobile as I run around town, and lets me use it a little more. I'm using a Icon 706 MK2G on 2 meters right now, and I like that little rig because you take the take the face or the head off, and so you have a pretty small footprint up front, and the other part is in the back under a seat. So anyway, that's really been working well. And I use this rig also for parks on the air. I love to do parks on the air. Well, I'm right almost ready to turn into home, David, so good to chat with you and meet you again and hear about tennis. So we'll say 73s to you as well from N4HHC.
Hey, Warren, fine business. You know, now that you said parks on the air, we may have talked on parks on the air when you were doing that, and we may have had our first QSO on that. I don't know. But maybe you can remember better than I can. I'm sure you're younger than I am. In 6 months, I'll be 6 months and a few days, I'll be 70. So I'm not really looking forward to that. But anyway, and that worked out good because I'm sitting in my driveway. 73s, and let's see, and 48, is it HHC? I hope I got that right. KP4 CPA 73.
Okay, Dave. Yeah, so I've got you beat by a year and a half or 2 years. So this coming November, I'll be 72. So welcome to the club. All right, pulling under the carport here. N4HHC is clear.